This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. A beautiful day, a beautiful morning in New York City. Good morning, everybody. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Chris Candy holding it down for the guys. Keyshawn and Zubin will be back next week. J. Will and his wife, Nikki, expecting their second child any moment now. And we certainly wish them all the best. So we'll do our best to hold it down here. And before we move on in the conversation, guys, Bart's a dad. Chris, eventually, I'm sure you will be as well. I have several children, and I have them all different ages. I got a 20-year-old all the way down to a 6-year-old. I already talked about the tooth fairy thing earlier today, but I got another question. My 13-year-old, I allowed her for her 13th birthday to go on Instagram. Now, obviously, it's private, and everybody's monitoring everything, but, you know, her friends are on it, so okay, fine. So she's on it now. And obviously, I'm pretty active on Instagram. And so the other day, I did a tour of our new studio, right, Bart? Right? Our new studio, yeah. Bart and Hahn, here at Seaport. It's beautiful. Like, and I did a little tour, a little live. We put it on IG. And when I saw her, I said, hey, did you see it in my studio? I did a video. Did you see it? And she goes, no. I said, what do you mean, no? She goes, I scrolled right past it. I saw your face, and I scrolled past it. Why not? Well, she goes, well, I liked it for you. I got a courtesy like.
Yeah.
She didn't even watch it. Just scrolled right past me.
Listen, I don't
How am I supposed to feel about that? I was about to delete the account right there.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I can just say this, and I'm not a parent yet, but from what I've heard from other peers that are parents, is that your kids don't find you interesting. Damn. Like, your kids don't think you're interesting because you're around them every single day. But that's why they have the Instagram. They got the social media so they can take a look at the other people don't know as closely and see what they got going on. That's more interesting than you being boring to them.
My daughter thinks I'm a complete dork. She thinks she thinks I'm not funny.
She's the same age, right? Your daughter's 13?
Yeah, she's
wow, you got to think about it.
Yeah, she just became a teenager in January. But she definitely thinks I'm a cornball. She hates when people come up like, why do they want your autograph? Like why? Like, yeah, they so corny. She totally like. But what I would have did, I would have blocked her. You should have blocked her door. Like, you ain't show me no love. I ain't show you no love.
He can't block his daughter. Stop it.
Why not? She need to know that. Okay, I'm a mirror. I'm gonna reflect that same.
No, he needs to be able to
give me a courtesy.
He needs to be able to see everybody that's liking her content.
You do that from a different account.
He needs to be able to do that.
You do that from a
different
account.
So he needs to come up with a burner account, like
a
burner account, the KD burner account.
What? How hard is it for her to just? It was a 90-second video. It wasn't like I was there for an hour. It was just quick. Just look at our studio.
Straight to somebody's reel. She was going to somebody else's reel that she really likes and looks up to, like some Nickelodeon star or some stuff like that.
She let all the air out of the balloon when she told you that,
didn't
she?
That was it. Told me I scrolled past you. That's where I am in her life right now. But then I got a courtesy like.
Block her. Leave comments from a burner account.
I threw you a courtesy like.
So which one do you feel worse about, the courtesy like or the fact that she didn't watch it live?
That she didn't watch it live, because you know what the courtesy like means? I'm still in the algorithm. There's nothing she could do about it. The next video I do is popping up, and you better watch it, Gracie, or you're off. I'm gonna delete it anyway.
She's going to mute your stories. How about that?
I'm in so much pain now. All right, so this new quarterbacks, a lot of quarterback movement in this offseason, as we knew there would be. And Chris, Bart and I talked about this earlier. And before we get to one of his lists, which everybody, stay tuned, they're always epic, we want to first get your take on the quarterbacks that have moved to new teams. So you have Andy Dalton to the Bears, Sam Darnold to the Panthers, Ryan Fitzpatrick to Washington, Matt Stafford to the Rams, Jared Goff to the Lions, Carson Wentz to the Colts. This might seem like an easy one, but which quarterback do you feel will have the most success in his new home?
I feel like this is another one of those questions where there's really only one right answer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like it has to be Matt Stafford with the LA Rams. I mean, you're talking about him joining a team that has the best defense in the NFL, and then Sean McVay, one of the most innovative offensive minds that's in the game today. Like, I just look at all the pieces that are in place for the Rams, and I got to think that having Matt Stafford vaults them into being the favorites in their division and one of the favorites in the NFC.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be. I think Matt Stafford is just that good. I know the knock on him has been he hadn't had success in the postseason, but he played for the Detroit Lions. They're the organization that forces players that are elite to retire before they're out of their prime, like i.e. Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. So I think the fact that he does have this fresh start going to L.A., a place that he already keeps at home, mm-hmm. that's a team, that's a situation that you have to love. I got to say it's going to be Matt Stafford.
No, I'm smiling and laughing because verbatim, you basically said exactly what I say, even to the disdain for the organization. So it's like, you know, listen, just so you know, he was doing another show. He didn't hear what I said.
No, it's true.
This is verbatim exactly what I said, line for line, stat for stat, that people are going to realize just how great of a quarterback Matthew Stafford is. And, you know, he just couldn't overcome, you know, Matt Millen. Now that Matt Millen's healthy now, we can say what a horrible job that he did.
All right, so we have now who will have the most success in his new place, and we have all the quarterbacks that are in new places. But we decided to do a Bart's top five because when we do them, they're epic. They're
usually, just off the top. I didn't even prepare.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Like as if you ever prepared for any of the ones that you've done before. Let's be honest.
I haven't. Let me see.
You're not
okay. Okay.
No. We did this list together. Don't act like we didn't.
I got number five.
So Bart's top five quarterbacks who need to move on. Like it's time. We begin with five.
Okay. So this segment is sponsored by Kevin Hart and Soul Plane 2 coming to a theater near you. So want to get away? The first contestant, come on down. Who wants to get away? Okay, we have the Timmy mustache, but now what about a guy in Levi's 501 blues jeans?
Cut off.
Jean shorts, cut off. It's going to be Gardner Minshew. Time to get out of there, Minshew. Sorry, man. They love you, but I got to do you. You got sunshine coming here. You're a good quarterback. It's opportunities to get away. It's time for Gardner Minshew to find another location. Get that pod ready. Get those U-Haul boxes ready and get out of town, man. You've been wally pipped by sunshine and you ain't even hurt.
Minshew mania didn't really last that long.
It lasted shorter than Lynn Saturday.
Wow.
He was touring all over the place. Number four. Give it to me, baby.
Number four.
Number four, a.k.a. Dirt Diggler himself, has to get out of here. Jimmy G. Jimmy G's out there on the West Coast, the left coast. He's going to come back over to the best coast. Who lets go of a two-time Super Bowl champion? Yeah, I had
Who's
just as much
girl
to do. I had
he
just as much.
What?
I had just, well, we heard the stories. We got to put some respect on his name.
Okay.
He just can't play football that well. But guess what?
Wow.
He has a guy who believes in him, Bill Belichick, out here on the best coast, not the left coast. So maybe he can get another opportunity. Come on out and get another reunion with the team that he won two Super Bowls with.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
What's next?
Number three.
Number three. Teddy Two Gloves, it's time to get up out of there. You've been replaced by the Marlboro Man Jr., Sam Darnold himself. It's time for maybe you to go to the Windy City to a division in which he was a part of, that he took the Minnesota Vikings to the playoff. Teddy Two Gloves, I think, still has a lot of game. And if you can't beat QB1, then you don't deserve to be in the league, then Teddy Two Gloves. Teddy Bridgewater to Chicago or Teddy Bridgewater to the Broncos makes so much sense. Teddy Bridgewater, you're number three.
Okay. Number two.
There's the top five quarterbacks who need to move on, just to reset Bart Scott's list.
Yes.
Go.
This gets real. My goodies. We going all the way out to Seattle. We're going to get Sierra's husband, Russell Wilson, out of there. It's time for him to get out of there unless he understands that he's in a division that Chris just talked about. He has Matthew Stafford. You think about what the San Francisco 49ers are doing. You look at what they're doing in Arizona. He has the least talented team within a division. That window has closed. It's time for him to move on. It's time for him to have a little fun, go to a destination, which his wife can put another top album together and work with all the top producers. He needs to come over here to New York, go down and work with Pitbull or who's that other guy? I don't know, down in Miami, somewhere, so we can get that album back so she can go platinum. She ain't went platinum in three albums. Come on over to the best coast. It's time for Russell Wilson to say goodbye.
Oh, God. And number one.
Number one. You have to pose it this way. Who is A-A-Ron? A-A-Ron, it's time for him to get up out of there. Listen, the same thing make you laugh, make you cry. Like, he replaced a Hall of Fame quarterback in Brett Favre, and now the same thing is happening to him. He's going to be out of there. They can get out of that contract next year. Listen, he needs to go to somewhere where somebody appreciates him, that's going to allow him to be able to control the roster, much like Tom Brady did. You talk about, hey, who said go for the field goal? He didn't want to go for the field goal. When you got the baddest man in the planet, you give him an opportunity to win the game for you. I think that it's time for A.A. Ryan to get out of there, turning this cheese head for maybe go down to New Orleans and replace Jameis Winston after this year and work with another football savant in Sean Payton. That's my list, damn it, and that's all I got to say about that. Don't at me, don't DM me. Matter of fact, don't even put my social media up for the rest of the show because I don't want to answer no questions.
Chris, quickly, do you have any reaction or did he miss anyone?
No, I don't think he missed anyone. I was just trying to do my best not to have any quips that would get any of us in trouble. Because, I mean, there were some references there that were gold, absolute gold.
There were a couple where everybody stayed on the road while listening to it, no doubt. No, My Goodies was probably the tamest of all the references you made there.
Exactly. Right.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Chris Canty, in for the guys. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. So right now, we are joined by Lane Johnson, Eagles offensive tackle. He joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. And Lane, I don't know even how to transition out of a Bart top five list, but we'll try to do so. I don't know how much you heard of that list or anything, but, you know, it's funny. As we're talking about different quarterbacks that have moved on or maybe, as Bart said, should move on, it's interesting how things have changed so dramatically for the Eagles in that quarterback situation where Jalen Hurts now is officially the QB1 there, including the wearing the number one on his jersey. So how do you feel about that, having Jalen Hurts now as your starter and it's official?
Yeah, man, a lot of things transpired, during the offseason. And you kind of see it every year, but I feel like it's worked out both, best for both parties. I feel like we're in a good place. I know we're all anxious to get back, hopefully get OTAs in person somewhat so we can get some action in before camp. But I know everybody's excited and in a good place.
No, Lane, really when I want to talk to you as a veteran that's been around as a Super Bowl champion, how do you best support a young quarterback like Jalen who's going to be under pressure? Listen, outside of New York, I believe that Philadelphia is one of the toughest fan bases to play for because they have high expectations. So how are you guys going to try and really protect him and help him along, knowing that he's always going to be compared, at least this season, to how, Carson Wentz succeeds in Indianapolis?
Yeah, man, I think we can surround him with a good group of core guys that are willing to come in and work hard. And, my job is protecting the quarterback, so keeping him clean, where he can throw the ball, have time to make his reads. But, I think with the guys that we have and the guys that we're bringing in, it's going to be good. Obviously, new coaching staff, so right now we're all kind of playing it by ear to see what OTAs is going to, have for us. We're able to go out and compete, but we would like to have that before training camp starts. But, we have all the confidence in Jalen. We got a little piece of it last year, what he could do, 4 or 5-game stretch, and, just ready to get it rocking and rolling this year.
Lane, I know Carson Wentz has moved on, but a lot of people that are in the media and fans are trying to figure out what went so wrong with him last year. You saw what he was capable of doing in 2017, playing at an MVP level. What did you see last year, and why did Carson struggle so much, and what do you expect from him in Indianapolis this season coming up?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a shake of confidence, but, I mean, clearly you could see where it felt like it wasn't the same guy out there, but right now, I think he's in a good place in Indianapolis with Frank Reich. Whenever he was here, he did spectacular things. So I think he'll get his production back up, and he's in a place where he can gel well. But as far as we're concerned, a lot of new and interchangeable parts right now. New coaching staff. Everybody's coming in, I believe, the 19th, and hopefully get introduced to everybody. So right now we're in a transition phase. I mean, we know where we're at, the bottom of the NFL, so we have a lot of work to do. We know that, but the guys in this room, the guys that are going to get drafted, we have one goal, and that's to win the NFC East and get into the playoffs.
3-time Pro Bowl tackle Lane Johnson joins us here. He's from the Eagles on the Goodyear Hotline, KJZ, ESPN Radio. So you mentioned the transition that the franchise is going through. You have a new head coach in Nick Sirianni. Have you had much conversations with him? I know you keep stressing the idea of in person, which I'm sure after last year, you know, you really want to get back to that normalcy. But how much interaction have you had with the new head coach?
One time, had a brief 5-minute conversation. I liked it, but you know, he was headed to meetings, and I was headed to still doing rehab on my ankle, so kind of just crossed paths. And that's really it. I think we'll know more, I guess, the 19th. We'll have virtual meetings and everything. We'll go on from there. But I know everybody's excited. I know he's excited. But right now, I think everybody's trying to get accustomed to what's about to happen, get the playbook down, and move on from there.
Lane, I heard something from Tom Brady in his interview that he did earlier this week with Good Morning America, and it reminded me of something you said after you beat those guys in the Super Bowl back in 2017. Brady said that he learned that there was another way outside of the Patriot way in New England. I guess I got to ask you, I know you're focused on your own business, but just being a fan of the sport from afar, how impressive is it to see what Tom Brady continues to do at a high level going into year 22?
Yeah, I think when you look at him, I mean, you can't really compare anybody else. I think he silenced a lot of people doing what he did this year, going to a new team. What is he, 42, 43 years old,
mm-hmm.
winning the Super Bowl. So really, nobody compares to him. And I think, you know, this year showed that it can be done. And really, I think it opened a lot of eyes. And he's still opening eyes, so. You know, they're going to be a tough team to beat this year, so is Kansas City. But right now, man, it's impressive. So, I mean, it just continues to add on to the legacy that, you know, that he's already had.
You know, Lane, I want to tap into your mindset, because I like taking the fans into, like, the mindset of an athlete. You know, you're in a place where you've never really been in. You're the veteran now, and you guys were so close as a unit. You had guys like Jason Peters that had been there with you. You know, Kelsey's been there. Ertz has been there, and now you guys are in a bit of a transition phase. So, you know, how are you attacking this whole new movement with a new coach, you know, some new stars coming in? What's your mindset going into this offseason now that you're starting to lose some of your core guys that you had such great relationships with?
Man, it's really a one-day-at-a-time mentality. I think, you know, everybody's eager to meet the coach's staff and kind of get his philosophy down and what he's thinking, and then get the group of leaders, the older veteran guys, and do a good job of creating those relationships in the locker room. And I believe when you do that, man, you have a better football team. So the closer you are in the locker room, knowing your guys you're playing with and competing with day in and day out, I think that puts you in the best position to win. So that's where we're at, you know, new faces, and we got to form new relationships.
Lane, I have to ask you something because, you know, I think Bart said that outside of New York, Philly has the toughest fans, and you've been with the Eagles your entire career. You would know better than anyone. I might argue that I think Philly fans are tougher when it comes to the pressure they put on their team, because there's only one team versus in New York there's two. What is that? What is that like playing in Philly? And what have you – I guess you've had the euphoria of bringing them a Super Bowl, but also just the intensity of the fan base there that you've had to deal with.
Yeah. Well, I think you can see in 1 year's time what can happen. You have an all-star quarterback. You may not have the production you like 1 year. Next year, you're gone. You got a new coaching staff. That's really the way it's been ever since I've been here. I can say that it, you know, with the pressure, with the expectations, it'll push a player to become the best version of himself. So I can appreciate that aspect. But yeah, man, this is it's big time football. It's big time media market. Philly's always been known for this, and, you know, I'm lucky to be one of the ones that have had a long career here, but, you know, day in and day out, I've had the luxury of having Jason Peters play here, been around him, so really, you know, the best way he described it is you always got to be on your toes, and so, you know, last year was unacceptable. We know that. The town knows that. Everybody knows that, and we're here to change that.
All right, before we let you go, let us know why you're joining us this morning and what's been keeping you busy this offseason.
Yeah, man, we're joining this morning. We're honoring the Michael Brand MVP program, which is honoring the frontline heroes, people in the grocery stores, offices, stadiums, and hospitals, and really just showing our gratitude for them. I believe the season was a success for men and women like this, and coming in here and making sure that workplaces are safe, the environment's safe, and with microban, it allows surfaces to be sanitized for 24 hours, even after it's touched. Sometimes other sanitation devices don't do that, so trying to honor that, and then honor the people in the community that are serving us every day.
Lane, we appreciate you for joining us. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you got it. It's interesting.
I was going to ask about the whip whiz.
I don't. Yeah. Only Giannis does it that way. Only Giannis.
That was
does
a whip with.
But I find it interesting though the way he answered. I know he was being careful mm-hmm. about what he was saying, but the way he answered some of those questions was interesting, especially the one about the fans. Him saying that you see a difference in a year. I mean, they didn't win a Super Bowl. They win a Super Bowl in
after
Philadelphia.
Never winning a championship in football ever.
But think about it. Exactly. And you would think a championship would buy you some time and patience.
Nope.
And it did not.
No, they got rid of a Super Bowl winning coach.
And
within a window of 4 years.
And a young quarterback that they thought was their future, that was an MVP candidate.
That they moved up to get.
Like, yeah, I mean, all that stuff. Just think about though that, like, the pressure. Like, I know you said New York. You guys both played in New York, so you both understand what it's like. You both also had great success in New York. You understand that kind of intensity. But take that intensity and put it into one team.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's split with two teams.
Yeah.
Take that and put it into one team, and that's Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's a pressure cooker in Philadelphia.
And you have no time off a Super Bowl.
But you know what, Alan? I think that's why the owner and Howie Roseman, their general manager, didn't want to go into this offseason and create a quarterback controversy.
Fair.
Like, they moved on from Carson Wentz, and there was a lot of conversation about what they were going to do at 6 up until a couple of weeks ago when they decided they were going to trade out of that spot with the Miami Dolphins and move to 12.
Yeah.
They're going to try to build around Jalen Hurts and try to evaluate what the player is going to be capable of doing rather than using another high pick on a quarterback and creating a lot of noise around the team.
This is how Roseman pointing the fingers and saying, listen, it was their fault. I confess they did it. That's what this is. Because he's made more transactions than anybody, and he sold his soul for a championship, and he sold the future of the organization. So they had bad contracts, and they had to get out a lot of decisions that he made weren't great, but they got the championship.
Well, the worst contract was Carson Wentz, and who's the one that gave him that deal?
I don't think so.
Who's the one that gave him that deal?
See, I don't think Carson Wentz was a bad one.
That wasn't a bad contract?
I think Carson Wentz is going to go and be one of the best quarterbacks in the league this year. Listen, you talk about he lost his confidence. You'll lose your confidence, too, if you sack 50 damn times.
That was the other thing that was interesting that Lane said.
You're hitting the back of your head against – listen, Jason Peters like, man, I signed up to play guard. Y'all going to have to give me more money to play left tackle. That's his blind side. This dude was getting hit. And, okay, well, maybe he's not as mobile as Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts got it. He got sacked 12 times. So it's like they had a problem at the offensive line, and a lot of that's because of the personnel that Howie Roseman brought in. Last year, he goes to get Rieger, and you look at what Jefferson did in Minnesota.
In the draft, yeah.
He's made a lot of bad decisions, and he's going to get rid of the problem, the people that can point the finger back at him, and he made sure that he got rid of those guys so that they can't point the finger at him.
Well, speaking of quick turnarounds on championships, the Masters is back after we had it in November because of the pandemic. It is back in its normal time in the spring, and what time is it? It's almost officially underway. In about 20 minutes, the tee-off begins down in Augusta. Coverage begins on ESPN+, by the way. So what should we expect from day one? We'll discuss that next on Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Chris Kenny, ESPN Radio.
This is the beginning of spring. This is it. When the Masters goes on, it's a joyful thing.
I'm thrilled.
Watch.
The grass is greener than any other place on the earth. The sand is whiter.
Everyone just kick back, enjoy the tournament.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm Alan Hahn with your SportsCenter right now. Kevin Durant returns to the Nets last night in a 139-111 win over the Pelicans. KD missed the last 22 games. He came off the bench for the second time in his career, and all he did was score 17 points in 19 minutes. He was perfect from the field. Also 5-for-5, and also 5-for-5 from the free throw line as well. Perfect game for KD. An easy win for the Nets. Arizona has fired head coach Sean Miller. That happened yesterday, and Miller has been amid an NCAA probe. He's been the Wildcats coach since 2009 and part of this federal investigation into corruption in college basketball, which began in 2017. Miller led Arizona to 7 NCAA tournament appearances, but none in the last 3 seasons. Today it begins, the Masters. On ESPN and ESPN Plus, by the way, the 85th Masters starts today and it returns to its traditional spot on the calendar after being played in November last year. Defending champion Dustin Johnson tees off at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Coverage begins at 8:45 Eastern on ESPN Plus and continues at 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs, and it takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven.
For the most of the world, this is probably the most important tournament that there is. I remember stopping, and I just went, and I looked around me. I saw all these people excited and having fun. This is what I'm out here for. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is why I'm having so much fun. Go enjoy it and have a good time with it.
How does that not get you fired up? It's so peaceful. Yet there's an intensity to it, Bart.
I feel like it's building.
It's momentum. You know what I'm saying? The crescendo is coming. The Masters on ESPN. KJZ presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Chris Canny in for the guys. And we are joined right now. Let the music, let that bed. Look, it's just so peaceful. Michael Collins is joining us right now.
This is like a massage.
America's caddy, ESPN golf analyst on the Goodyear Hotline. And like,
you hear that music?
That's what I'm saying.
I just saw Jim Nance up at the Big Tree.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friend. Hello, friend.
Hey, friends, it's just me. Nobody else here. What do you mean, friends?
Man. Let me just, what's up, man? Good hug. I'll tell you what. And it's another, this music means something more this year, too. Being up there, I was there for the ceremonial first shot, but also Lee Elder being one of the ceremonial first starters. And I'll be wearing this all day today. This right here. Was a hat that has found its way out onto the golf course. Chris Tucker was up there, and this hat designed by Steph Curry, who you may see come out of the tunnel tonight wearing this hat.
Nice.
Lee Elder in 1975. He 1974 won a golf tournament, and that golf tournament got him into the Masters. It was the year the Masters changed the rule. So in 1975, Lee Elder was the first African-American to break the color barrier. And he came back today and was on the first tee, honored by Augusta National in the Masters. And it says something about where this place has been and, you know, where it is right now. But I love the fact that on the side of the hat, it says, stay the course.
Such
ain't perfect yet.
Yeah,
we ain't perfect yet, but you know what? It's never too late to get on the right road.
It's so important to always be able to tell the history. And that's such a powerful message. It's hard to transition, you know, because of the first course. And the first thing I wanted to talk to you about, because it's early, I got up early, I haven't eaten. I wanted to ask what the scouting report was on that sandwich that everybody's talking about. But I feel like it's an inappropriate transition.
No, there's never. Come on, bro. You're talking to a big boy. Like, come on. If you want to talk food, we can go there.
So what's the scouting report?
Okay, everyone gets here and it's pimento cheese is what you want to do. But I'm telling you, the egg salad sandwich here is the greatest egg salad. I don't know what they put in it. This year, for the first time since I've ever known, there's a new sandwich on the menu, and it's chicken salad. And when I tell you that all of my colleagues working for us at ESPN that are here and have gotten to be like Michael Eaves, you got to keep those sandwiches away from him. They're like little crack sandwiches for him. He has not stopped going on and on about how these chicken salad sandwiches are the greatest because they're on this new brioche bun.
He's like, so, Pookie, it's calling me. Be calling me.
I'm telling you, if you like walk past him with one of them chicken salad sandwiches, he's like, this, oh, hey, are you going to eat that whole thing? You going to eat that whole thing? I got to do this sports center hit, bring that back in. Right? So, but look, when it comes to it, the egg salad sandwiches, everybody loves the pimento cheese, but I'm not a big, big fan of it. Although I did go to a place called Wife Saver that Augusta National tries to keep on the down low, but Wife Saver, for 35 years, used to make all the pimento cheese and egg salad sandwiches before Augusta started doing it in-house. So I went there and got to make pimento cheese with the lady who was doing it for 35 years. And I ate that one because we made it ourselves by hand. And I can't lie, like it was all right. It was not bad.
Michael,
it was not bad. But Michael, still, the egg salad is the one.
I got to ask you a question. If you could just for a minute. I just want to hear the birds chirping behind you, and it sounds fake,
yeah.
But it's not. Now, of course, they stopped chirping now. There it is.
Hear them? Like, yeah.
That is just tremendous. Talk about
ambiance. And that's here's the weirdest thing is you never see them. You hear the birds, you never see them. And you want to know a real secret about this place? Because you hear the birds all the time. I have never, in the 8-9 years that I've gotten lucky enough to be on this piece of property, I ain't never seen a squirrel, not one. Now, as soon as you go outside them gates, because we used to stay in the house probably, I don't know, less than a mile away, right? And there were squirrels all over the place. And I asked one of the members, Green Jacket, you know what I mean? Hey, what's the deal? Like, you ain't got no squirrels on here. Why is there? And I asked players and caddies, yo, find me a squirrel. And they couldn't. No one could find me a squirrel on this golf course. So I asked the Green Jacket, hey, why I ain't no squirrels out here? How you keep the squirrels away? And he gets this sly smile on the face and gives me the, well, here at Augusta National, we have soft wood trees. Nah, and squirrels like hardwood tree.
Like, come on, son.
You serious? Mm. That's what you're going to give me? Like, there's plenty of softwood trees across the street.
Right.
Plenty of cross softwood trees across the street, and them squirrels over there.
He's not telling you about the invisible fence that they installed the at some point.
I don't even think it's an invisible fence. I think they got a squirrel basement where they like the squirrels work.
There's like a party going up somewhere, and the squirrels are just having
like they got squirrel massages and stuff. They be getting out there. They got like need the nails done, get pedicures and manicures. And the squirrels are like, well, there's no reason for us to go out on there. We're getting manicures and pedicures.
Yeah, we're happy. We're quite happy right here. Michael Collins, ESPN golf analyst, joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, live from Augusta. The Masters beginning. The coverage begins in about five minutes on ESPN Plus, and then 3 o'clock on ESPN. Speaking of food and everything else, we know Bryson DeChambeau is from what it sounds like, just constantly eating as he's trying to keep that weight. He's put on a ton of weight. He's just it sounds like, too, when you listen to what he's saying going into this tournament, that he's trying to go beast mode on this course. that he tried it last year, didn't work out, and now he's talking about like maybe make an adjustment. But other golfers sound like they're also trying to catch on to what he's bringing now to the tour.
Nah. Well, no. See, this is the thing. Here's golfers thought that that was going to be the way to go. But you got a guy like Rory McIlroy who said he made a mistake by trying to chase that. And Bryson actually isn't trying to put more weight on now. He's trying to maintain, if not lose, a little bit. He made the mistake last year of saying, oh, this is a par 67 for me, and the golf gods kicked him in the teeth. And now this year he showed up and was like, I got a secret weapon. I got a new driver head. Like, listen, you don't say that until after you win, or they're going to kick you in the teeth again. Right. It's like a villain in a movie when he's like, I'm going to tell you exactly what my evil plan is and how I'm going to kill you. And then you're like, well, by that time, I already figured out how to get out these handcuffs, and I got you locked up. Like, stop jinxing yourself. So, I mean – we will see. This is not a drive for show, putt for dough came from here. This is that course. It's all about short game and putting. You can drive it, you know, like you can hit it as long as you want to. But if you're in the trees, you're in trouble.
It's going to be interesting to see how that all shakes out. Do me a favor. Show me that hat once again. Lee Elder and celebrating him today. 1975 on the front for those on radio.
Wow, that's powerful.
Designed by Steph Curry and on the side. Stay the course.
Stay the course.
Is the quote.
And there's Steph's logo right there.
Yeah, no, that is fantastic. And it's good to see him be honored and, of course, some of the history still being talked about, which is important. You talk about the good and, of course, you talk about the bad, but it helps you lead to better days. So, Michael, great to talk to you as
always.
A
long time coming.
Yeah.
A long time coming, but there's never a wrong time to do the right thing. And it's great to see that Augusta National and the Masters, they're doing the right thing. Not just today, but what they're doing at Payne's College as well. So, Payne College and them starting the two golf programs over there and funding it completely, men's and women's. It's the right thing in the right time. It's good to see that being done.
All right. Well, we appreciate talking to you. Enjoy the day. The Masters is back.
I want to find some squirrels.
Thank you so much, Michael. Yeah, that what a hilarious story that is, by the way. That's really.
Like, no
you can't
squirrels.
Can't find a squirrel.
Like,
and they don't.
Y'all
nobody
survive. Y'all
nobody
go
talks
there,
about it. All right. Well, coming up next, we play some Take It or Shake It. That's always fun. And that comes up after this from Indeed. Connoisseur of case management or guru of global sales. Whoever you're looking to hire, you can find them at Indeed. Sponsor a job post and Indeed Instant Match searches millions of resumes in their database and immediately delivers a list of quality candidates whose resume fits your job description. You can add an Indeed skills test so candidates can show you their skills that go beyond the resume. No wonder Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
All right, let's play the game. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Chris Canty in for the guys.
I'm hungry.
And you know who else is in? For Evan, our producer, we have Pat. We have PC, who's going to take over.
Project
take it
Pat.
Or shake it. Well, and now everybody gets
let's
involved.
Let's go PAT.
Project Pat. We're going to give him some street cred.
Project Pat takes over. Take it or shake it from here.
Guys, take it or shake it. Brought to you by Grainger. The Jets will be better than the Panthers. Take it or shake it.
Shake it. Like, stop it, man. Like, listen, they're definitely in a building process. The Jets are trying to win in the next 2 years. Right now, they're just trying to get some fundamental pieces and fill this roster with quality players. They can't even really fill a professional roster right now. They got to do a lot more drafting, and Joe Douglas has his hands full right now.
Yeah, I'm with Bart completely on that one. You got to shake it. The Jets aren't going to be better than the Carolina Panthers, and that's okay because they're going to have a rookie quarterback. Everybody understands it's going to be a process. It's a full rebuild, and when you look at the landscape of the AFC East, it's probably a good time for the Jets to rebuild.
Yeah, this would be a reset time. Chris, I'm going to need a little more energy out of you, though, when we do take it or shake it.
What do you mean?
A little stronger.
What's wrong with my energy?
Say it with your chest, please, if you could.
Shake it.
There it is.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
You scared me a little bit. Sure. Hold on, man.
All right, moving on.
I don't know. I thought it was fine.
Maybe I'm going to spill my yak on my $200 suit.
Oh, okay. You just hiding it in that energy drink?
Anytime, Pat. Early, anytime.
LeBron will win more titles in his career than Tom Brady will win Super Bowls. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Listen, ain't nobody catching Tom Brady when it comes to championships in the professional sports landscape. It's not going to happen. He's got seven, and he's going to be contending for an eighth this season. Like, he's the favorite in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl.
When it's all said and done, LeBron won't have more titles than Kevin Durant. Yeah, I said it.
What?
What?
Shake it.
We'll have to add that one to the next one.
Nothing from you, Al?
No, I'm just sitting back enjoying this.
Project Pat, come on, man. Right, cool. Speed
taking
the tempo
a segment
on,
off.
Man.
Justin Fields will be the best QB from this draft class. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Trevor Lawrence, man. I think, like, if we like what – listen, the only thing that can stop Trevor Lawrence is the dysfunction, which is the Jaguars. And if Urban Meyer keeps making these bad decisions about bringing coaches in that shouldn't be on the roster in the NFL, and he loses the distrust where people don't want to come there and be free agents. But right now, when you think about Lawrence and what Herbert did last year and thinking that he's a better version of Herbert, you think about, you know, his ability to extend. He's more athletic than people give him credit for. He's a champion. He's a winner. And I think he's an all-out stud. I think it's definitely him, and it's not even close.
Yeah, I got to shake that one as well. As much as I love Justin Fields, I mean, Trevor Lawrence was the clear-cut number one pick coming into this college football season. We didn't see anything that would make us change his mind. Even though Justin Fields outdueled him in the college football playoff, I think from a talent standpoint, Trevor Lawrence is ahead of Justin
Fields. But I will say this. Justin Fields won't be the worst quarterback taken in the first round.
No, he won't be the worst quarterback taken in the first round. And here's the thing. Trevor Lawrence is going to the Jacksonville Jaguars, and we don't know what Urban Meyer is as an NFL coach.
Who's going to be the worst, though?
Really? Why are we going to do this?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be about optimism, man.
Let him have his day.
Mac Jones.
That ain't right. That's not right.
That keep it risen.
Save us, Pat.
I'm shaking Bart doing that.
The Cowboys should move up to draft Kyle Pitts. Take it or shake it.
Shake it! Whoa. Why?
Take it. When you talk about his measurables being compared to Calvin Johnson, you can call him a tight end all you want.
What's
I'm
going to
call
can?
Him a show enough weapon. You think about the most unguardable position, the most biggest mismatch, tight end too big and too fast for linebackers with his catch radius, too strong for little safeties and nickelbacks. Come on, man. You got to take the opportunity to maybe potentially get you a unicorn. You see what Travis Kelce do. You see what Kittles do. Quit playing with yourself. You lying to yourself.
None of that matters if you can't keep your quarterback who's coming off of ankle surgery healthy.
Thank you.
And that to me signals the offensive line. If you're going to do anything if you're going to do anything other than address the defense, it has to be up front on the offensive line. No way can Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones go with a tight end with the 10th overall pick.
Not in honor of Booker T, five-time Pro Bowl All-Pro left tackle and guard.
That played in two games last year.
Availability is his best ability.
And
we're going to need to test whatever's in that can when the segment is over.
We need a breathalyzer for Bart Scott on set.
Go ahead, Pat.
Love a Booker T reference. The Masters is the number one bucket list event in sports. Take it or shake it.
Shake it. I can't do that. Now, going to a Super Bowl.
Now, is it a bucket list event? Yes. Is it number one?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
We have Masters coverage today. You're setting us up for failure with that question. I'm sorry. These guys don't have to answer that. I'll protect them by saying that's a setup. We have coverage. It's already on ESPN Plus, and you're trying to make us now disparage the Masters? Pat, how dare you?
You should have just said take it. Okay, Alan, I'm setting you up for failure here. Alan's top five players under 25 list from yesterday was nothing but a blatant attempt to recruit Devin Booker to the Knicks. Take it or shake it.
Take it! Of course!
Take it!
Come on, man. You know the Leon Rose CAA ties. Of course Allen Hodge is trying to do his part to recruit Devin Booker to come to the Knicks. The Knicks have been trying to chase after an all-star player. They didn't know that Julius Randle would turn into an all-star, but now they realize he needs a running mate. They need backcourt help. Devin Booker would be an unbelievable fit.
Did you see the Knicks trying to close out the game? They had nobody that could hit a shot. R.J. Barrett, you know, you love to hate him. You know,
he was six for six from three.
But what did he do with the turnovers late in the game? You need somebody that – you need a closer. Like you said, you don't want shooters. You want makers, and they needed a maker. They let Marcus Smart become the maker for Boston and push them back damn into the play-in game. We need Devin Booker.
How dare both of you? After I just stuck up for you. How dare both of you?
So what you're saying you don't want Devin Booker. Did I tell a lie
yesterday when I talked about Devin Booker? No. Was there any lies detected in what I said? Never mind what the motivation was. Forget about that. Leave that over here. Did I lie about anything I said about Devin Booker?
You did not.
No lies told.
Hey, speaking of motivation, the motivation for this segment was Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by.
All right, well, that was fun, take it or shake it, until I was personally attacked. We'll have to have a discussion with HR after this. Everybody just know you're on notice, all of you. Control room, all of you. I know you're all in on this.
Defamation of character.
If this keeps Devin Booker from coming to the Knicks, I won't forget this. Trust me. Coming up next, can Tom Brady lead the Bucks to one more Super Bowl? Also, will Bart and I have a show divorce? Coming up next, KJZ, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.